This is Jim Field.
And this is Arlene Drennan.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Well, we have a new flavor of the week.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And you were one of the first actually to respond to our request for fill-ins.
Sounded like a fun thing to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you drinking at the time?
No, I wasn't. No. No, I was at work, in fact. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, you actually had the most intriguing note that you sent to me, so I get to pick on you now.
Well, if you knew my email address, you wouldn't be surprised.
Well, let me see here now. No. I got some people. We get feedback from some folks just called.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks actually, they sent a little postcard.
Yes.
We had some that sent an email. Mm-hmm. You sent me an email. Wasn't it? Yeah, this was no. Was this an email?
Yes,
did you drop this off?
No,
okay.
It was an email.
It was an email. Okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that on here, but I was just looking through this, and you sent in this little note about guest hosting on the program.
Yes.
And I was just intrigued right away. It made me laugh because I went through this thing and looked at it, and she gives me like a top. You must be a Letterman fan, I guess. You're doing a top 10 list.
I don't know. Not necessarily.
She's got a top 10 list kind of here. She's got 10 reasons why she should be one of the hosts. And the first one here says, I live across the street from Stacy.
I do.
So you have all kinds of good dirt?
No, they're really good neighbors.
Okay, now you got that out of the way. Now Tell us the good stuff.
No, they're really good neighbors. We didn't have any problems. Yep.
Well, good. That's good to know. And it says here that you've listened to KJAN since you first moved here in 1983.
Yes.
Been here that long.
Yes, came in 83, and I've always listened to KJAN.
What brought your family to town?
Donnie's job.
Okay.
He was with Insurance Farm Bureau originally, and now he's United Group Insurance.
Okay.
We own that, so.
Where did you come from?
Corning, Iowa.
Oh, not too far then.
No, home of John Harris.
Yeah, so you're very familiar with the area.
Yes, we shopped up here a lot.
Oh, that's not so bad. Well, where are you from originally?
Corning.
Oh, you are from Corning then.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Do you come from a big family?
No, one brother. Both of my parents are gone, so just very small.
Well, tell us about your family.
My personal family?
Yeah,
I'm married to Donnie.
I mean, I know you have to deal with Donnie all the time.
I know. It's a tough life, but it's okay. We have two children, Jake, and he's married to Emily. They're expecting their first child on March 30th. Will be a girl. Our daughter, Angie, is married to Matt. They live in Racine, Wisconsin. They have a son, Steve, who was two in August, and they will be having a boy on March 30th.
Nice.
Yeah, both on the same day.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
That sounds like a lot of shopping.
It does. A lot of road trips, too. Yes.
Well, do they all get a chance to get back for the holidays?
Yes. Everyone was home. The weather was wonderful. So we had a great time.
Oh, it was a great year to travel.
It was.
Oh, my goodness.
Compared to 2 years ago, this is the best year ever. So.
Absolutely. Now, do they usually come in this direction for most of the holidays then when they can?
They have. We were on the rotating every other Christmas thing. And we decided this year that we won't do that anymore. They will have Christmas at their homes because they're going to have a family. And we might show up at their house or we might just stay home. But Christmas is theirs from now on. So.
Sure. Well, that's good. That's mm-hmm. nice. It's nice that they all live close enough, though.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like the old days where you just, built a new place on the farmstead for somebody else
true.
To live.
That's right.
We were all just, a couple of minute walk away. And now it's a little more difficult. But, we're used to the travel.
We are.
And as long as the weather's nice, like it was this year for travel, it's really not that big
a
hassle.
It's not. It's not. We were fortunate.
Yeah, well, that's fun. Well, as the family gets bigger, it's going to become more important.
It is, definitely.
Yeah. Well, is it tough to have grandkids off someplace else?
It is. I Google Chat or Skype, that is wonderful. I don't know how people ever got along without it when they only got to see their grandkids once or twice a year.
Are you guys big? Is family a big deal for you guys?
Yes. Yes. Family is the deal. Yep.
That's where it gets, I talk with some folks and there are people around here who can, my wife, for example, comes from a massive family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Wheatleys are all over creation around here and they're all related. So, but they, it's hard to keep up and she can just whip off, this cousin, that second cousin, and mm-hmm. I'm related to this guy by this way. I get dizzy.
Yeah. Donnie can do that. And he has a bigger family than I did in Corning. So, and he still keeps up on everybody down there.
Yeah.
So.
I have first cousins I've never met.
Oh, no. I do know my first cousins and most of my second cousins, but yeah.
If you asked me right now to name my first cousin, I couldn't do it. I have some I've never met. They live in Florida. I've never met them. They were born there. I've never seen them, never met them.
They
That's
never
just the way
home.
It is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The family's different, I guess,
it
for everybody.
Is.
But our immediate family, we love to get together and stuff and
oh,
do
yes.
lots of stuff. And yeah. we got a chance to do that for Christmas, too.
Good.
So it rejuvenates the soul.
Oh, it does. It just puts everything into perspective.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I'm not going to let you off this list quite yet. I'm
oh,
still looking through this
okay.
thing. It said number three here says you're a strong believer in hometown living and shopping. Well, obviously, you didn't stray far.
No, didn't stray far. We always shopped in Atlantic when I was growing up, and I do 90% of my shopping in Atlantic for Christmas. And if I can't do it, I'll do it online so I don't have to drive.
Yeah. Well, I want to go through. I'm going to bounce around a little bit because I'm going to skip number four. I'm going to save that one for last.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It says, number five, though, says, I'm ready to try something new.
Always.
Really?
Yep.
Do you view yourself as an adventurous person?
Maybe more like a daredevil, not so much in physical things, but I'm ready to try something, give it a shot. I'm not going to grow if I don't try.
Is that what you said when Donnie proposed?
Well, I honestly don't remember what I said when he proposed. I was 8 when he proposed the first time. And 11.
Seriously?
Seriously. We grew up together.
That's a story. I got to hear that one.
Well, we went to country school together, grew up 3 miles from each other. Our parents were friends, have been in each other's lives all of our lives. And he proposed when I was 8, and I evidently didn't answer. And we kind of dated in and out and were friends in and out. And when I was 19, I said, okay, we'll do this. So we got married.
That sounds like a Lifetime movie.
It is. It's been really fun.
Really?
It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things.
You know, because that could go either way.
Oh, yes.
You know, sometimes those types of things don't work out because you were too good of friends to start with.
No,
and it just kind of messes things up.
That's good. One-room schoolhouse, the whole bit.
Neat.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you need that. That does. It sounds like a short story. It sounds like a nice little book.
I might do that. I do write, so.
Your kids would sure read it, that's for sure.
I hope so.
They've heard the story.
They
I'm
have
sure.
heard the story,
good.
Yes.
Well, good.
Yes.
Well, that's neat. You don't hear those kinds of stories very often.
No.
High school, so you know what the world's like today. I mean,
I do.
Even when you marry your high school sweetheart, sometimes by the time you get to college, the high school sweetheart's gone by the wayside.
Yep, doesn't work. Yep.
Yeah, too many
broken
families.
Commitment's a big word.
Oh, yeah, it is. Let's see here. It says, I've been told I have a good radio voice.
I have been told that. I don't know if it's true, but I've been told that. So
well, you can listen to the program back now and find
I
out.
I will.
There you
I
go.
Will try that.
All right. It says, number 7 says, I know Mike and Stacy's dog's name.
I do. Axel.
Unfortunately, Axel is not with Mike and Stacy anyway. He's still fine. He's still alive.
That's good.
He's still running.
I'm glad.
Axel's a big black lab.
Yes.
And if you know anything about black labs, you know they're full of energy.
And they are.
Yes.
And he was a nice neighbor dog. We didn't have any problem with him. We knew when they came and went because Axel told us, and that was okay.
Well, he, with a baby coming
and
a black lab full of energy bouncing around, I think Axel, if I remember right, was what, 3 years old or something like that?
Probably. They got
somewhere
him shortly after they were married.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. But he needs room to run, and he doesn't really need to have a baby around.
No.
So they found him a nice place with a nice family, a nice new owner, and there's a little bit more room to roam.
Good.
So anyway, but you do know his name. So
I do.
That alone, that's a good qualification. Uh-huh. Number 8 here is, this is the definition of It's a Small World. It says, my son Jake, who lives in Cedar Falls, knows Stacy's sister.
Yes. He even saw a picture of Stacy's baby before we did. So...
And you live across the
and
street.
And I live across the street, so
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stacy's going to have to atone for that.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So how did they ever get to know each other?
I don't know whether they frequent the same places in Cedar Falls or they went to class together or through business acquaintances. I don't know. But Jake says, oh, yeah, if she's from Griswold, then this. He had it all put together before I did, so. Yes.
Yep. She, let me try to remember. She manages a bar and grill.
Okay. That's where they know each other.
Establishment
yep.
up there in Cedar Falls, if I remember. I can't remember. Oh, it's terrible. Stacy's going to kill me for that. I can't remember her name. But yeah, she lives up in Cedar Falls, has for a number of years, and enjoys it up there.
Yep.
Let's see here. It says, number 9, it will surprise my family if I'm chosen. They think I'm crazy already.
That's true. They do.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Do you give them good reason for that?
Yes, I do.
Are they just off balance?
Oh, no, they're probably the sanest people in the world. No, I try and keep them off balance.
I tried to give you that door to walk through
there.
I know,
you
just didn't take it.
No, my son-in-law's still afraid of me. So.
Well, it's good to keep them at arm's
it
length.
It is, you know.
Number 10 here says, why not? I'll do it for free. Well, that was the ultimate qualification
anyway. That's right.
Anyway,
so, I knew you weren't going to pay if anything. So that was
you get paid the same I get
that's
paid.
That's right, yeah.
Perfect. Uh-huh. And now back to number 4, the only one I didn't cover. It says here, I will fix a delicious meal for Stacy and Mike when the baby arrives. But in parentheses, it says they have to call me.
Right.
And they haven't called.
They have not called. And I still have a meal that I'll throw together for them. So they're going to have to do that.
Can't believe that.
And I didn't want to go over and intrude because I know how it is with the new one, the first month trying to get everything organized. So they will have to call.
What an incredible change in one's life.
Oh.
There can't be any bigger change.
I don't believe there is.
I mean, you have births, you have deaths, and right. They all change your life. But boy, when a new baby comes into the family, especially the first one, I don't know that. I mean, the only way mm-hmm. I know it is when I was a baby and my mom and dad had to take
yes.
care of me. I was the first one. But
yes.
I don't remember that all that well.
No,
you know?
No.
We don't have children, so I haven't gone through that. But I watch other people go through that. Mm-hmm. Some have a pretty easy time of it. Some, it's just such an incredible change. You're so
it
used
is.
To freedom.
It is. And there's nothing in your life that stays the same.
When you never make your own decisions anymore.
No.
Ever.
No.
I mean, everything decision you make is based on someone else.
That's right. Even when you get to go to the bathroom, you have to wait for somebody else to calm down or go to sleep or, yes, everything.
Yeah, proper parenting is not the easiest thing
no,
in the
it's
world.
Not.
And I'm preaching to someone else. Go figure that out.
And it's
huh?
exciting to watch. We watched our kids parent, and it is exciting to watch. We think, oh, that'll never work, and by golly, it does.
Do you notice similarities when you watch some of the things that they do with their children as compared to what you used to do with them?
Well, we make them we made our kids behave, and they make Steve behave. But mm-hmm. Angie is an elementary teacher, so her take on it is everything is a learning experience,
right.
Which is really fun to watch. You know, everything is, Steve, what do you think about that? And makes him make the decision, not just say, yes, you're going to do this. So it's I don't know that I ever did that, but I guess my kids turned out okay. So maybe it's all right. I don't know.
Well, they're still wandering, still making a difference.
They so true.
That's
true. They
thing.
Are. Yes.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad to have you here. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Answering the call, and thanks
no
for
problem.
Doing that. And I guess I could throw that out again, too, that if, like Arlene, I guess you would like to be sitting here trying to make some sense out of everything I'm saying, then just give us a shout.
Yeah.
We've got a few more weeks left. I do have another guest host lined up for next week. And then we've got the 20th and the 20th, well, the week of the third week of the month and the fourth week of this month. Now, Stacy will be back on February 1st. I know she's ruining that day.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I do have a couple of other slots. Now, my wife has offered to sit in again. She did Good. Once already, so she's offered to sit in once again for us. But I still do have a couple of open spots if someone would like to come out and try something a little bit different and
mm-hmm.
be a part of this program. This is your chance to do it.
Yep, I challenge them to.
Perfect.
Be good for them.
All right. Well, now, with all that said and done, this was the easy part. Just
okay.
talking about yourself. That
all
was
right.
easy. Now, we're going to make you get to some work here.
Okay.
We need to tell some folks about some things that are going on here around the Nishna Valley in the coming days. And you want to get us started there?
Sure. This Sunday, January 8th, the Holy Trinity Annual Soup Supper will be held from 4:30 to 7 at the Holy Trinity Parish Hall in Exira. They'll be serving chicken noodle soup, chili and oyster stew, sandwiches, pies, desserts, and beverages. The cost is $7 for adults, $3.50 for children, 12 and under, and preschoolers eat free. And you can get takeouts, but there's no number for that. So, on Tuesday, January 10th, the American Red Cross Blood Drive, will be at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church from 11:30 to 5:30. Call Barb Peterson at 712-764-7982 to schedule your appointment and put that on your priority list. Tuesday also, the regular meeting of the BPO Does at the Elks Lodge will be held. Dinner's at 6:30. The business meeting is at 7:30, and they will have installation of officers. And on Tuesday also, the Lewis Fire Station dedication and ribbon cutting ceremony will be held at 10 a.m. today, or on Tuesday, at the fire station on Main Street. Former Governor Chet Culver will be attending, refreshments will be served, and everyone is welcome to attend. And I haven't seen that building yet, but we're going to have to do that.
I'm sure it's shiny.
I'm sure it is, too. Wednesday, January 11th, there's another blood drive by the American Red Cross. And it will be at Molly on Highway 83 northwest of Atlantic from 11 to 4. Call Sarah Nelson at 712-243-5060 to schedule your appointment. So you have several opportunities here to give blood. On Thursday, January 12th, there's another blood drive, and it will be held at St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church, or the Parish Center in Atlantic, from 12 to 6. Call Matthew Thiefshaver at 402-677-5781 to get an appointment for that blood drive. Then on Friday, January 13th, oh, how ominous, American Red Cross blood drive again at the Griswold High School from 8:30 to 2:30. Call Jana Shomers at 712-210-4271 for an appointment in Griswold. On Sunday, January 15th, the Exiron Masons and the Exira Library Board Breakfast Fundraiser will be held from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall. They will be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast. This is an all-you-can-eat breakfast, and it's a free will donation. The proceeds will go to the library building project.
Very good. Lots of stuff. Oh, more blood drives, too.
Yes, so two more blood drives. On Monday, January 16th, and there will be a blood drive at the YMCA in Red Oak, 101 East Cherry Street from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Tuesday, there's a blood drive in Carson from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Carson Community Center.
Great. And I actually have more blood drives here, too.
It's a busy month.
Well, and there are a lot of them. They kind of have to bulk up. You don't realize how many there are until you look at the full schedule from around the region any particular time of the year, but especially around the holidays. People always come up with reasons that they are busy and can't give blood.
Yes.
So you have to give them lots of opportunity to try to get what you need. And there's always that important need for that. Never more so than when you need it yourself.
That's true.
Then you realize just how badly the need is, how bad the need is. A couple of other things coming up here that I wanted to I want to go back in time a little bit here. Sunday, January 15th, the Adair County Fair Board will be hosting a soup and pie dinner fundraiser, asking for your free will offering. The funds will go toward capital improvements there. There'll be an auction at 12:30 that day. It's at the Adair County 4-H and FFA building on the fairgrounds in Greenfield. That event goes on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and again, that's Sunday, January the 15th. Also, Wednesday, the 18th of January, a blood drive.
Oh, another one.
Shocks you, doesn't it? Red Cross will be holding a blood drive in Walnut. This will be at the Walnut High School right there on Antique City Drive. 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the time for that. I have a few more blood drives here, too. I'm just going to skip ahead right to these. There are three of them around the region on January the 25th, which is a Wednesday. Now, we're going out a ways to tell you about these because we'd like you to get them on your calendar if you can. There'll be a blood drive on Wednesday the 25th in Villisca at the Villisca Community Center. That's from noon to 6 p.m. There'll be another that same day, Wednesday the 25th, in Logan at the Logan Magnolia High School. That's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And another blood drive on Wednesday the 25th will be held at the St. Boniface Parish Center in Westphalia, and that'll be from noon until 6 p.m. And in all cases, if you can make an appointment, great, but they always accept walk-ins. In fact, they'd give you a hug if you walked in the door. They'd love to see you. Now, backtracking a little bit, Thursday, January 19th, the Anita Health and Wellness Center and the ISU Extension and Outreach in Cass County are sponsoring Small Steps to Health and Wealth. Now, it's a two-part workshop that'll be offered on January the 19th at the Health and Wellness Center in Anita. Now, each of those sessions will include practical strategies and tips to help you succeed. Barb Fuller, ISU Extension and Nutrition Outreach Nutrition and Health Specialist, and Mary Beth Kaufman, Extension Family Finance Specialist, will be there to help run those workshops. The first will focus on strategies regarding your health. The second one will introduce you to some new strategies to focus on finances. So you get to select three or four different strategies to implement as part of your personal action plan. Now, to help you plan for the workshops, they do ask you to register by January 16th, so it's coming up here just about a week or so away. The workshops will run from 6:30 to 8:30 each day. Early registration for both sessions is $15, and registration at the door is $10 for each workshop that you attend. And you can get those registration forms at the Health and Wellness Center in Anita, at the Extension office here in Atlantic, or you can also go online to extension.iastate.edu/CASS to find out more. In fact, if you're looking for the Extension Office website, just go to the links page on our website at kjan.com, and you can find links to all of the area Extension offices. Make it a little easier to find.
Yes.
Coming up on Saturday, January 21st, the Audubon County Crime Stoppers will host a soup supper from 5 to 7 p.m. That'll be at the Memorial Building in Audubon. They'll be serving chili, oyster, and vegetable beef soups, along with sandwiches, bars, and drinks. $7 for adults, $3 for children 12 and under. Preschoolers eat free. They'd love to have a big crowd. Also on Sunday, January 22nd, the Marnie Community Club will host its chili contest and men's pie contest. Judging for both of those contests is People's Choice. That's the best kind.
Yeah, are you taking a pie over?
No, but I could see judging, actually.
Okay.
I get judged enough. I don't need that. But I'll try some.
Yeah.
Well, anyone who's interested in entering the chili contest needs to bring a gallon crock pot of chili to the Marnie Community Center by 5 p.m. on Sunday, January 22nd. Now, the same goes for entering the men's pie contest. No fees for entering. It's free. They do have trophies, though, for both chili and pie winners, and those are on display at the Community Center in Marnie. And the first place winners' names get to be added to the trophy.
Oh, that sounds like a great afternoon.
Live forever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just like the Stanley Cup trophy.
That's
They'll engrave
right.
your name right
That's
on
right.
it. Well, everyone is welcome to join, whether you want to judge or be a participant. They do ask you to bring a potluck salad to share. They'll have pie for dessert. Beverages will be provided as well. Lots of good stuff going on there. So, yeah, they hope to have a good time with that. A couple of other things here real quick, too. The Rhythm Kings will be performing as part of the Pony Express Dance and Auction coming up on January 21st. That's a Saturday from 8 to 12 p.m. From 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. up until midnight. And that'll be at the Oakland Community Building. Now, this is a fundraiser for Camp Sunnyside, like most of what they do. The Rhythm Kings play a mix of classic country and classic rock. And they like to have a good time, and they always get some pretty good crowds for those Pony Express dances.
And Pony Express does a lot of good work.
Yeah, they do. A lot of good stuff for kids,
yes.
Matter of fact. So, yeah, if you can help them out, they'd love to have you there, and you're having a good night anyway.
Yes.
One more thing here, too, I want to throw in. The Adair Casey High School is having a Rebounders reunion. It's called the Bomber Boosters. It's their first ever Rebounders reunion. It's an Adair Casey alumni basketball game. It's going to come up on February the 4th at the high school gym at 6 o'clock. Former girls and boys basketball players all invited to come out and lace them up again one more time. They did have a mailing list. They sent some things out. But what they're doing is they're going to have state qualifying teams from the girls in 1992. And then the boys from 1979, 89, 92, and 2009 will all be recognized between the games. They'll have a men's game and a women's game. And all the proceeds from the event will be used to purchase new bleachers for the high school gymnasium. So they hope to have not only a lot of participants, but good crowds there as well. So if you'd like to donate, can't make it, Julie Plowman can take those for you over in Adair. They're charging $5 at the gate for adults and $3 for students kindergarten through 12th grade to get in. They hope to raise a little bit of money to help out with some of their facilities there.
I hope they have some ice packs on hand.
Oh, boy. That would be tough.
Yes, it would be.
That would be tough. Well, that's what we have for things going on around the area here, too. We need to take a short break. Stay with us, though. We will be right back after you listen to this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back to some real important business now.
Yes.
Got some birthdays to tell folks about.
We do. At the Friendship Homes, Arlene Fenske-Coons will be celebrating her birthday on January 13th. Happy birthday, Arlene. There aren't many of us around. And then from the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, there are two birthdays this week. On the 9th, Anna Marie Hansen will have a birthday. And on the 12th, Kyer Christensen will be celebrating his birthday. So happy birthday to those folks.
Don't have any anniversaries to tell folks about, and we don't have any new babies sitting here in front of us. So no. We could put out the plea here again real quick, too, as we do once in a while, that if you do have a birthday or anniversary of note, we enjoy fives and zeros at the end, by the way, or if you have a baby that's been born to the family that you would like to crow about, it's a lot easier. We have microphones, amplifiers, all that kind of stuff. You know,
goes everywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than with a megaphone out on the front porch.
That's right.
So let us do the crowing for you. Just send stuff to us. You can get it to us here in any of the ways. Look on our website. You can find ways to do it. P.O. Box 389 Atlantic is our address. You could fax it to us at 243-3937. Email it to us as well, kjan@metc.net. All that would get right to us here, and we'd be happy to share it with you. You know, we don't have near as many of some of those things as we used to. The hospitals don't provide the information anymore. They all hide behind the federal HIPAA
That's
thing.
That's right. I'll send mine when we get our new grandbabies.
Oh, perfect.
We'll send ours in.
Great. Well, we do have some folks who are pretty good about sending those types of things, especially grandparents.
Oh, yes, especially. There's nothing like it.
They love it.
Truly.
Hey, you might have been hearing some things about blue zones here lately. There's been a lot of talk. I know we are a volunteer participant here at the radio station. We're providing them with some publicity and things so that we can help get the word out. I'm not sure how much people really understand necessarily about this blue zone project. Some of us have had a chance to go to a meeting or two to learn a little bit more about it, but it's a project that's going on statewide, and they're looking for specific communities, a few communities around the state to use as kind of pilot areas to kind of get it started. And Atlantic would really, really like to be one of those pilot communities. In fact, they made the first cut.
Yes.
So there's a lot of excitement there. However, it's more than just that. It's not just a few people on a committee getting together to make this happen. It takes the entire community to make it happen. And what they're asking folks to do right now is to we're using the word pledge.
Yes.
But don't confuse that with like pledging money for a fundraiser and things. What they're asking you to do is just to pledge your own efforts. Not necessarily a lot of time and stuff, but they're just pledging that you would support the effort in total. And Arlene, you signed up for that.
I did. I went on and I signed up to be a Blue Zone pledger, participant. I was very pleased when I got my first email, and I'm not pledging that I'm going to go start out a new exercise routine. I'm not pledging I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm pledging that I'm going to do something that enhances my lifestyle, whether that be reading or meditation or, you know, whatever, do something that enhances my lifestyle, even like eating fresh fruit every day, or do something that makes this a better place for people to live, which makes Atlantic better. And quite frankly, I don't know where you could find a better community that's so close to the city, that's not the city, that is a wonderful place to live. And this isn't like the 100-day challenge or anything. It's a pledge of your efforts for yourself and to make things better for everybody else. I think it's a very interesting program.
You know, there's so many different ways that we can make our own lives better, and one of those is sometimes doing nothing.
Yes.
You know, everybody gets so caught up in diet and exercise and this and that, and our lives are busy already.
Mm-hmm.
We've got so many things with work and chasing our kids around and chasing grandkids around and, you know, chasing other people's kids around.
Right.
I mean, all the things that go on, you know, it seems like we just never have time just to sit back and just, I hate to call it vegetate, but just stop thinking about things for all. Just relax. We don't do enough of that. And the healthful aspects of just being able to sit back at times and honestly relax are good enough, too, to help enhance
That's
your
right.
lifestyle.
You can't put a price on that. And if we're going to have a healthy community, each of us individually has to be healthy physically, spiritually, mentally. And that takes a commitment. That's what they want us to do, is to pledge to take care of ourselves.
What are your expectations? Was it easy to, I guess, was it easy to sign up?
It was
the process
very easy.
Tough?
Yeah. No. I went to the website, put in my name, and it asked how old I was, a range, and my sex, and then my email address so I can get I don't know whether there'll be weekly emails or monthly. I didn't even check on that. But yes, it was easy, and it will make me think, do I need to do something different? Because I did say, yes, I'm going to participate. So that's half of it.
Sure. So not asking you for money.
No.
Not even asking you for a lot of time and effort.
No.
Really, for right now, asking for support from folks.
That's right.
And think about it for a minute. All the work that's been done by a committee that has been working toward getting the application process together, getting the staff support together that's needed to run the project if we are chosen. But if all they're asking from the general public is just to sign up, just fill out a form that might take you a minute.
At the most.
Yeah. Just to show and pledge support. Wouldn't it be a shame if we were eliminated from the process just because of that?
Right.
So if you can help at all, sign up. That would be great. And we'll be telling you more about that as time goes on. There's a website to go to.
And I think you can get the link through the chamber. I don't know if you have it on your website or not, but I know you can get the link through the chamber and go from there. So,
you bet. And we'll be telling you more about it as time goes along here, too. But please consider that.
Yes.
It's a good thing. It's an easy thing that you can do to help support your community.
It is. Great. And I don't know what all the benefits would be, but anytime you get designated as something special as a community, it is a good thing for the community.
That's the ultimate buddy system.
That's right. It is.
It's all your neighbors.
That's right.
Great. Well, hope you consider that, too. And maybe consider being a guest host here on this program.
Yeah,
how was it?
It was great. It was fun.
No one was
hurt
in the making of this radio
program. No, they weren't. I didn't fall off the chair. I don't think I embarrassed anybody, so I think we're good.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciated having you.
I appreciate being here. Thank you.
This is Jim Field.
And this is Arlene Drennan.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.